May 9, as it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. I was shown that a terrible condition of things exists in our world. The angel of mercy is folding her wings, ready to depart. The law of God is made void. We see and hear of confusion and perplexity, want and famine, earthquakes and floods. Terrible outrages will be committed by men. Passion, not reason, bears sway. The wrath of God is upon the inhabitants of the world, who are fast becoming as corrupt as were the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. Already fire and flood are destroying thousands of lives and the property that has been selfishly accumulated by the oppression of the poor. The Lord is soon to cut short his work and put an end to sin. Oh, that the scenes which have come before me of the iniquities practiced in these last days might make a deep impression on the minds of God's professing people. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall be revealed. The Lord is removing his restrictions from the earth, and soon there will be death and destruction, increasing crime and cruel evil working against the rich, who have exalted themselves against the poor. Those who are without God's protection will find no safety in any place or position. Human agents are being trained and are using their inventive power to put in operation the most powerful machinery to wound and to kill. My brethren and sisters, I make it my appeal to you. The lives of many are too delicate and dainty. They think themselves Christians, but they do not know what practical Christian life signifies. What does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be Christ-like. Cooperate with God by working in harmony with Him. Expel from the soul temple everything that assumes the form of an idol. Now is God's time, and His time is your time. Fight the good fight of faith, refusing to think or to talk unbelief. The world is to hear the last warning message.